There's been international criticism of Japan's decision to resume commercial whaling and withdraw from the International Whaling Commission. Japan will stop its so-called scientific whaling in the Antarctic Ocean and only fish in seas near Japan and the country's exclusive economic zone. It's a decision that helps prop up an industry that still has cultural significance in Japan, despite plummeting demand for whale meat. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Stürmer is in Tokyo. Jake, what's been the reaction there?
Kim, Tokyo restaurants that serve whale say this is an opportunity to restore culinary culture with whale from Japan's own waters, and that this is a huge step forward. But the reality is that this is not a decision that's been driven by consumers. Japan used to annually consume around 233,000 tons of whale meat in the 60s amid food shortages after World War II, but more recently it's been closer to around 5,000 tons, a fraction of what it used to be. In the whaling town of Taiji, there are hopes that this decision will bring jobs, revive the industry, and allow people to eat more whale meat. Now, Taiji is infamous because of a movie called The Cove, which in 2009 detailed the bloody slaughter of dolphins, and ever since the town has faced frequent demonstrations from protesters. There are concerns among some locals that these may get even more frequent as a result of this decision. Local police are on alert, but so far there haven't been any reports of trouble.
What about Japan's international reputation? How will this decision affect that?
This is an unprecedented move for Japan. To leave a major international organisation like this is extremely rare. You just have to look at the reaction that the United States has faced for withdrawing from the Paris Agreement on climate change to get a sense of what kind of criticism Japan could be facing. And that criticism has come from Australia's Environment Minister, Melissa Price, and there have been also similar remarks from New Zealand's Foreign Minister, Winston Peters. For years, the Japanese government has toyed with this idea of leaving, but every time the foreign ministry stressed the importance of international cooperation, now things have broken down so much to the point where the Japanese government feels it cannot coexist with anti-whaling nations at the IWC.
So given the international backlash, given that whale meat is now less popular in Japan than it once was, why make this decision now, especially in the face of that falling consumption?
The reality is that this is much more of a political calculation. The Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's electoral power base is in a major whaling city, and senior ruling party officials are also from towns that would benefit from the resumption of commercial whaling. Most of the people who eat whale meat are from an older generation and feel nostalgic. No doubt this will help the ruling Liberal Democratic Party pick up votes in rural areas, but it's not clear whether younger voters who don't see whales as food are likely to punish the party or be ambivalent. And with an ageing and shrinking population, the question is whether any whaling industry would even be commercially sustainable.
North Asia correspondent Jake Stürmer.